Blog Talk Radio. man, I especially
Clark Richardson, and we are here to give you the Warfare Hour. We first want to thank God for the Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters Ministries for granting us this opportunity. Also want to thank God for the place where we broadcast, which is the Living Way Christian Center at 235 West 40th Avenue here in the City of Glory, known as the City of Gary, Indiana. And we thank God for this time of sharing with you. We want to thank God for the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries, where Apostle Cosmo Clark Richardson is the overseer and pastor, so that he knows that we thank God for him giving us an opportunity to share with you, God's people. And we also want to thank God for everyone out there that is supporting Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. I am the founder, Prophet Corey Graddick, here from the City of Glory, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. And now we just want to take the time to get right down to business. We want to tell you now that God is glorious. God is gracious unto us, and he is ever giving us more and more opportunity to glorify him in all our ways. So, and we just take this time. Apostle, I thank God for you and for your willingness and openness to share this time with us. I just want to tell you that, like, you know, right off the bat, I want to thank God for you sharing the time that God has allotted you to bring the word of God. I want to thank God that you have taken the time to share that with us, and that we don't take this responsibility lightly. We don't take this time lightly. We want to give the people of God everything that we are assigned to give them in the time that we have been allotted to give. Amen, amen. We thank God for you, yes, all of you that have tuned in right now, and even we thank God for those that are about to tune in. We just want to take some time first to make sure that as we get ready to go into the Word of God, I mean, we got some good stuff today. Before we go into the Word of God, we want to make sure that we pray this prayer, because this prayer is a Bible prayer. It's a biblical prayer. It's a real simple prayer that allows us to gain understanding. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And all of your getting, get understanding. So in order for us to gain understanding, we're going to go to the Father, because the Bible says if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So we want to ask God for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to share with others that which is shared with us tonight. Amen. Amen. So as you prepare yourselves and get your pens, your pencils, or your electronic equipment that will allow you to write notes, even those of you that are chatting right now, we want everybody to get prepared and open your Bibles up just to be prepared to go where the Lord leads us. So as we get prepared for that, let's pray this prayer. Pray this prayer with me, please. It's from Psalms 119 and verse 18. And as you repeat with me, it says such, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Open our eyes, O God, that we may understand what you have prepared for us on today. That's all that prayer is saying. Well, as I go forth in reading your word, Father, allow me to understand what I'm reading so that I may apply it to my everyday life. Amen. Amen. We here at both Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries and the Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries, we believe wholeheartedly that failure is not an option. And the reason we believe that is because we believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. We believe that every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, that the Father will condemn, because this is our inheritance as the servants of the Lord, and because our righteousness is of God. And we believe, my God, we believe that God is God. We believe that the Lord will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. We believe these things. We believe that we are justified by faith. We believe that we walk by faith and not by sight. We believe these things. We don't just think about them. We don't just know them intellectually. We believe these things. And because we believe them, it in totality leads us to believe that failure is not an option. Failure does not even come into the equation in the life of the believer because of the word of God and the promises God made to the believer. Amen. 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 So we just, you know, we just take time to tell God thank you because of all the things that you're about to experience with us each and every Thursday that we come on the air. And we just want to take time to thank everybody yet again, because we're just so excited every week about sharing God's word with you. We want to thank you for weekly being excited about sharing the word of God, sharing in the word of God with us. I just say right now that I have said too much as it is. I want to go ahead and now pass this on over, and I want everybody to prepare their hearts to hear from Apostle now. Apostle Carlson, New York Clark Richardson.
God bless, man of God. And it's wonderful to be here on this
morning. Enemy's trying to do what he does, but we bind him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
As we go forth to do the kingdom business and to do what God said do. And we're glad that we're able to come together once more and again. And as we've always said, the body of Christ is in the kingdom, is under attack, particularly in the area of marriage. And we always want to be able to go out and to
compassionate, Father. We do believe in that we are courteous, Father. We believe in faith
that we are tenderhearted, and Father, we believe that we are humble-minded. Father, we peace. And it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance, oh God, because we follow the love and we dwell in peace. Father, our prayers are not hindered in any way in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am. Father, I'm married to the apostolic prophetic, especially again, oh God, of the natural, grow stronger day by day in the bond of unity, oh God, because it is founded on your word and it is rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially again, oh God, of the natural, made in heaven, oh God. Father, we thank you for the performance of this in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name. Hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. And if you can get some of that information that supports that prayer, it comes in Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3, verse 13 and verse 17, and then Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the Warfare Hour, and we are really into prayer and praying on today. And we're gonna be doing a lot of praying today. We recognize that folks is hurt. Folks is going through some stuff, because, see, we folks. And guess what? Don't you think that every Thursday morning, don't something happen to Apostle Carl Tenero that wants to stop us from being able to do what God ordained us to do. And that goes with everyone that is coming forth every day of the week because of what God has ordained the our sponsors, the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders, every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, they are putting together someone that they feel is anointed through the Holy Spirit to get the word out to you, the men and women of God. And so you better believe that the enemy is not happy. You better believe that the enemy is doing everything they can to make us not be able to do. We got the naysayers, the people listening and just waiting on us to mess up. That's why the Lord has blessed us with successes. Those that pray on our behalf, and I want to do a shout out to all the intercessors of the Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders. For if it were not for them, I promise you, we would not be able to continue doing this. But they are praying day and night that everything goes forth in a glorious manner. And so we do have some more prayers that's coming up. We'll turn it back. Amen.
This is the Warfare Hour, and we are still praying. Amen. Can we gather our hearts together continue in prayer at this moment? Look, I don't know what you're called to do in the body of Christ. I don't know what you're called to do in the kingdom of God. I don't know, because I may not know you personally. But that's not really what's important. What's important is that in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, you are called out. You are called to a special assignment uniquely designed for you. And I want to tell you right now that because you are designed by God for the assignment designed for you, the enemy has decided that he wants to try to be strategic and place certain minions against your calling. My God, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Being called, see, people talk about being called to the preaching ministry and being called. Everybody thinks that's the only time, that's the only thing you're called to. No, first off, you have to, you know, you have to understand that you're called out to be a son or daughter of the living God. That's first. Then you are called out to do a work for the Lord. It may be teaching. It may be preaching. It may be administration. There are so many different gifts. If you look in Romans, I mean, not Romans, but 1 Corinthians 12, verses, you know, 28 through 30, you'll find that there are many giftings in the local assembly that just do nothing but edify the body of Christ. And you are called to do one of these things. You are called in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. You are called out to operate in these giftings and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So what I want to do today is I want to pray with everyone out here, stand in agreement with everyone out here that your calling, my calling, our calling, will not be wasted. That you will move into what God has assigned you to, and you will do it with the confidence that is given to you by the grace of God that has been poured out, you know, in measure over you. Amen. I want to just tell you right now that be not afraid of their faces. Be not afraid, my child. Don't worry about what they're going to say. Don't worry about what they're going to try to do, because you have the word of God. And trust me, knowing and speaking the word of God over yourself is just as important as speaking it and knowing it for someone else. So I want to take this time, and I want to give you what the Lord has assigned me to do right now, and that is simply just to pray for you and myself that we go forward. Amen. Come on, go with me to the throne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege of working in your vineyard. Thank you, God, that you've given us the opportunity to function in the assigned work that you have given us this day, given us for our lives. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God, that I love you because you first loved me. And since many are called but few are chosen, I thank you for choosing me. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God, that everyone under the sound of my voice agrees that we thank you for choosing us to do your work and to fulfill your will in the earth. Hallelujah. First and foremost, God, let us stand together and repent for all sin that we have committed, knowing and unknowing, on this day, things that we haven't even talked to you about yet. We want to tell you right now, God, that we know that we're not perfect. We know that we're not absolute right now, but we thank you that we are not what we used to be. We know we're moving forward into what we're going to be, but we thank you that we're not what we used to be, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, that you will forgive us. You have forgiven us our debts. And we say at this moment, all those who are in our debt, we forgive them as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, their debts are canceled to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have forgiven us, and we thank you that you've given us the power to forgive them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I say now, God, that I shall not be a misfired arrow in the hands of my maker. And in the name of Jesus Christ, any foundational power working against my calling be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every yoke working against spiritual growth in my life, in the lives of any believer under the sound of my voice, break right now in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of God, the enemy will not make me a bad example. In the name of Jesus, come on, agree with me, saints. Every destructive habit designed to waste my calling, die in the name of Jesus Christ. Power to finish well, come upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Come on, ask God for the power to come over your destiny right now, the power to finish well, to come over your destiny right now in Jesus' name. Every area of incomplete deliverance in the lives of those that pray with me right now, God, let it receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual cataract, clear away from our vision in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit receive the eagle of my calling, mount up by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every anti-ministry arrow fired into our lives, oh God, backfire, cause them to backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. And Holy Ghost fire, destroy all the works of darkness in our lives in Jesus' name. Every door open to the enemy of our calling, be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, right now, my God, let the waters of life flow into every dead area of our spiritual lives right now in the name of Jesus. Every weapon fashioned against our high calling be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any foundational serpent and scorpion programmed into our lives to destroy our callings in the future, we command you to die in the name of Jesus Christ. O God and Elijah, arise and give unto us the mantle of fire, our mantle of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything planted within us that has not manifested now but will manifest in the future to make us backslide, dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft power drinking the blood of our spiritual life, we command you to die in the name of Jesus Christ. All glory of God, overshadow us in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength of God, empower us in the name of Jesus Christ. Every internal bondage, magnetizing external bondage, break right now in Jesus' mighty name. All glory of our calling, arise and shine in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of God, we will not mortgage our calling on the lap of Delilah and Jezebel in the name of Jesus Christ. We refuse to retire. We must refire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every enemy of our divine commendation of well done at the end of our race, we command you to die in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree that Satan and our Samson will not be shaven. Excuse me, let's say that again. We decree that our Samson will not be shaven in the name of Jesus Christ, but we'll walk in the power that has been assigned to us in Jesus' name. We receive the power to meet the needs of this present generation in the name of Jesus Christ. All the rough places in our lives, targeted at our spiritual breakthroughs, be smoothened by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 my God, let your glory overshadow our destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. For we refuse to tarry in the valley of powerlessness. In Jesus' mighty name, we rise above our roots by the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have the power, oh God, to move into our called-out destiny that you have designed for us. And there is no weapon, no enemy, no outside force that will stop us from achieving our goals in God through Christ Jesus. As we say, in Jesus' name, we come in this prayer in the blood of Jesus, that there be no backlash, no retaliation, and nothing that the enemy can do to stop it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that absolutely nothing will come to hinder us. Nothing will come to stop us. The spirit of fraud, we command you to be powerless in the name of Jesus Christ. For we arrest the power of conviction. Our past will not stop us. Our past will not stop us from achieving the goal that is designed for us in the future. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm calm, but I'm not. Because we're in prayer mode, and I'm busting at the seams because we recognize that folks out there are hurting. Folks are going every single day. They're losing hope sometimes. Sometimes they're going through where their spouses are seeing what's happening with them, and they're at their wits' end. Ministries where their hearts are broken. They're having a time on the job where everyone is in their way. Everyone is giving them a hard time. They are trying to deliver for their family, and their hearts are hurting because their mothers may be sick, or their cousins, or someone that is dear to them is on their sick bed. And so we've been praying all week, and we've had, you know, good praise back. We want to thank you for your prayers for our sister in Christ in Chicago, Illinois. She had successful surgery. She's getting married. You know, her and her husband both are prophetic and apostolic in their call. They're doing what God said. One, a deacon. And his fiance, Lois, and we just thank God that the surgery was great, but we recognize that all over the United States are going through, and Brother Harold out of Detroit, we recognize that we pray that you're on the air, and that first of all the prayer that you already heard is going to be able to help you. But also that these prayers that we're going to be praying will touch you. And we recognize that whatever it is that you're going through, and we pray that you will stay on the line, you will be with us at the end. But we want to be able to share with all of you that God is in control. We recognize that as we prepare ourselves to put ourselves in a position of receiving what God has for us, that the enemy is coming at us with all 4 feet. But here's what we need to remember. Those folks that we get angry at, those things that are happening with us, we need to understand that the lion is one that's toothless. I mean, the one that is roaring and doing all of that things that's going on with us, he doesn't have a bite. Oh, yeah, it's going straight to our heart. He knows how to use our emotion. He knows how to use everything, especially our senses, all 5 of them. He knows how to let our sight see things that aren't what they are. He lets us hear stuff that's really not the truth. And, you know, it's really hard when people lie on us. It's really hard when people not only lie on us, but put us in a position to where our credibility is just shot. And so we hear things and we want to retaliate. We want to choke the living daylight out of us. We want to bust them up. We want to get loose. We want to do it the way the world do it. But see, that's the difference between us. See, we even got to be careful what kind of word we put on people, because when you are a man and woman of God, and you are truly called of God, which is the prayer that we just finished praying. When you think something bad on a person, it has to manifest. Men and women of God, you really need to watch your tongues. Because what happens is if you put your tongue on somebody, and you, especially if you're in the fivefold, especially if you're an intercessor, especially if you operate under any of the giftings that we were talking about earlier, if you're operating under those giftings, and you put your mouth on somebody, guess what? It's got to manifest. And sometimes you think it's the enemy that's been doing something. Men and women of God, I want to share with you in this prayer. A few years ago in the City of Glory, we were tired of the murder. The world as the murder capital of the world. And a handful of us got together, and we tried to get others involved, but God is going to always use the remnant. And we came up through Apostle Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center and another handful of our ministries here in the City of Glory, the City of Gary, came up with the City of Gary Prayer. And it was a 24/7, 365 prayer where we was asking people to pray for churches pray for to take a one day out the month. Take one day out that month, and for that 24-hour period, you get either 48 people or you get 24 people or however many people, but make sure that the 24 hours are covered. And we had some standard prayers we were praying. We were praying for that city, but we, you know, since we were having it here in Gary, we was praying for the city of Gary. We was praying for the pastors. We was praying for the churches. But we couldn't even get 30 churches to join us, but we did pray. And we prayed these prayer points, some of the same prayer points we've been praying with you. These are prayer points from the prayer passbook, passport book and other prayer warrior books that we know that are breakthroughs and determination and folks were being delivered all over the place. And we did it in 2007, anymore since then. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we believed what we said. So I'm going to share with you, those of you that are listening today, is that prayer. But you put for you, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man or woman availeth much. And so as we pray, first of all, we need to, like, break down the things that are hindering our prayers. We need to put ourselves in a position that we can pray. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it, which is the church, the congress of God in the earth. And I will give my kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Ezekiel 22nd chapter verse 30 says, and I saw four men among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. And that's where we are, men and women of God. We are the ones that stand in the gap. All you intercessors, you understand this prayer. That's why you do what you do. And in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14, it says, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal the land. Four things you got to do. First, you got to be called by his name, but you got to be able to humble yourself, number one. Pray, number two. Seek his face, number three, and then turn from your wicked ways. That's why the church is to tell the people, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. These prayer points can apply to any city. We're going to be reading for the city of Gary or the city of Glory, but these prayer points apply to every city that is listening on tonight. It applies to every situation in your area. It applies to you whether you live around a body of water or not, because we cover at least a 10-state region, and we have a anointing for all of the Americas, North and South America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I had to see, I draw near to God, my Father, by the blood of Jesus. I receive the covering of his blood and stay in a strong tower, which is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive God's unction and power upon my tongue. In Jesus' name, I forbid any satanic backlash or retaliation against me, against my family, ministry, and my affairs in the name of Jesus. In this battle, I shall fight and win. I am the ruler, victor, made more than a conqueror, and not the victim, in the name of Jesus. I put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes of God, of the faith, and the sword, into this territorial prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I now bring the city of the people, and I say again, of the city of Glory of Gary, before God, and cover them in the blood of my King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind and rebuke Satan, the evil princes, the evil strong men, and evil dark powers in charge of every city represented on the line tonight, but especially the city of Glory, Indiana, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion and anointing. That's every city every city that's represented. I need you to be praying with me. I command the fire of God on all the idols, traditions, sacrifices, curses, and rituals against the city. I'll put your name in there, Glory Indiana, in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all agreements and evil covenants since 1906 between the city of the glory and the atmosphere and his cohorts in Jesus' name. I dedicate and claim the people in the city. Put your name in there for God and his kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the presence, the blessings of God be experienced in this city. Put your spirit on all flesh. Set the captives free. Send forth legions of angels into this city. Giants of God with flaming swords of fire. Let the kingdom of God come forth in our city in the name of Jesus. I destroy and decree total removal of idolatry, lust, greed, spirit of mammon, poverty, jealousy, strife, hatred, shooting, violence, murder, arson, strikes, juvenile delinquency, rebellion, lawlessness, perversion, pornography, rejection, adultery, homosexuality, revelings, addiction, drunkenness, drug dealing, prostitution, strip club, gambling, theft, robbery, corruption, racism, oppression, deception, gangs, fear, unbelief, and anxiety, witchcraft, voodoo, spells, all curses and all infirmities and diseases and divisions and discord among the people in my city in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, O Lord, I, Apostle Carter Earl Clark Richardson, in the city of glory, I do prophesy against all of the satanic evil altars in high places in this city. I am, and you are consumed by the fire of God, and your ashes are blown away by the east wind in the name of Jesus. Every satanic occult, witchcraft, voodoo, evil altar around our city become desolate now, and all covenants being serviced by these altars be revoked and dismantled in the name of the most holy God. Let the sword of the spirit in the hand be against the wicked priests, voodoo priests, witches, warlocks, wizards, and priestesses ministering at all these satanic occult evil altars in high places, and let their places be found no more in this city. In the name of Jesus, I shut the mouth of wicked agents, every evil directed from all the evil altars and false high places in this city. In Jesus' name, my Father, let all curses brought about by ritual sacrifices and satanic tokens be revoked in this city. In Jesus' name, I bind, I paralyze all satanic witchcraft, powers of idolatrous priests in this city, and I cut myself and cast off every connected cord or yoke of any demonic spirit in this city in the name of Jesus. Like Joshua, Elijah, and the Lord Jesus, I command the sun, moon, the stars, and the wind to begin to fight war against the witches, warlocks, wizards, evil priests, priestesses, diviners, astrologers who have been using these elements against the people of God and the people of God in my city in the name of Jesus. Judgment of God, judgment of God, judgment of God. Come for men and women who influence or rule over this city by sorcery, satanic manipulation, witchcraft, occult powers, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you, the great I am. Hallelujah. I bind the wicked in the heavenlies above my city. Father God, shake the wicked out of the heavenlies above my city. I deprogram and nullify whatever the enemy has programmed into the atmosphere and lies of the people of my city in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I destroy every blood covenant made upon any satanic altar that has brought out offering upon the city of my people in the name of Jesus. I frustrate the tokens of liars and silence our witches, governors, evil priests, enchanters, wizards, and sorcerers who are operating against my city in the name of Jesus. That is the city of glory, Indiana. And in the name of Jesus, I desecrate every marine, astro, territorial evil altar in this city with the blood of Jesus, and I cancel all the associated covenants in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Coming to a year, but never, but always going to be coming to you, O God. All marine and water spirits, Leviathan, Red Hair, the queen of the coast, and Diana of the dunes operating in the city. Be paralyzed, be suffocated, be destroyed. I dry up your waters in the name of Jesus. I break, I dismantle and destroy every limitation brought on the city of glory by the influence of satanic occult evil altars in the name of Jesus, every building place or thing devoted to evil, especially fetish or dope, prostitution, gang houses, set for wicked activities in my city, be this matter, be the mosque, I shut, I close your gates in Jesus' name. By the power of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the citadel of the wicked forces, all witchcraft power, to shift bases from this city. Be evicted, dislodged from this city. Now, pack your bags and go. I, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, I prophesy and decree that the covenant of grace, the covenant of faith, the covenant of peace, the covenant of glory, the covenant of unity, the covenantal oneness of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the love and mercy of God, that it be established into not only this city of glory, but every city that's represented in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your restoration. Oh, Lord, let your revival. Oh, Lord, let your reformation. Oh, Lord, let your prosperity. Oh, Lord, let your unity. Oh, Lord, let your joy. Oh, Lord, let your fear. Oh, Lord, let your righteousness, your holiness, your glory, your wisdom, and the kingdom of heaven be established, be released into this, the city of glory, and every city that's represented on this podcast in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That legions of angels, giant angels, with flaming swords of fire, O God, be released into our cities now. Father, Lord, let loving kindness, conviction of sins and repentance of the heart and hunger for you, O God, the spirit of adoption and harvest labor, be released into my city and every city that's represented in the name of Jesus. I decree that the gospel of the kingdom of God should no longer be restricted by any satanic occult, witchcraft, voodoo, or evil altar, or false happiness in this city and every city that's represented in the podcast on tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke and I bind the God of this world from blinding unbelievers in the city and in every city represented, and I release the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, Gary, Glory, Indiana, into the lives of backsliders and unbelievers in Jesus' name in every city that's represented. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare a new day. A new day of divine visitation, a divine revival, salvation, increase, miracles, signs, and wonders, deliverance, and a city transformation for the city of glory, Gary, Indiana, every city that's represented. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, O God, that you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. Lord, and set the captives free. Turn the hearts of the fathers and their children back to one another, each other. Take away any curses or judgments on the city of glory and every city that's represented. Heal the land. Heal the land of Glory, Indiana, of Gary, Indiana, every city that's represented in the podcast. I, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, I prophesy that an altar to Jehovah God, where Jesus Christ is enthroned as King and Lord, is and will be raised in every household, every business or place, in the city of glory, in the city of Gary, in the city that's represented, in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, I decree and declare that Jesus Christ is King and Lord over my city, the city of glory, the city of Gary, Indiana, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Of James, or the book of James. Amen, amen. We're going to deal with the first chapter, and I just want to talk to you for a couple of seconds about verses 2 and 3. Okay? What we want to say, what we want to do is first, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, or in the Amplified, consider it wholly joyful, completely joyful, not just H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly, completely, fully joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Verse 3 says, in the King James, it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. In the Amplified, it says, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Why did I bring that up? Because we're dealing in some trying times right now. We're dealing with an economy that doesn't seem to want to act right. We're dealing with a government that doesn't seem to want to seem to act right. And we're dealing with an enemy that we know for sure does not want to act right. And because of these things, we now know that we will encounter trial and tribulation. Listen, but the Bible says for one of God's apostles that it's okay to go through some trials, to go through some tribulation and temptation. It's okay. And as a matter of fact, you might want to start rejoicing when you do that for two reasons. One, God is building faith in you by testing you in a pressure situation. See, it's only through pressure that you can reach your full potential. It's only through pressure, going through something that God can truly bring out the best in you. Because one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to trust God all the way and go through that thing and come out pure gold, or you're going to faint. And you're just going to give up. My brothers and my sisters, I pray that the former is who you are, not the latter. We don't want to give up. We don't know how to give up. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's because of the strength of God through Christ Jesus that we can endure temptation and trial, that our faith is built through temptation and trial. Romans 1:17 simply says, the just or justified or the righteous of God shall live by faith. We don't live in the realm of vision. Or the realm of the senses. We live by faith. We don't live in the realm of emotion. We live by faith. I'm going to say this the way God gave it to me a while back. Joy is not natural. Faith is not natural. Love is not natural. And some people may agree with me about joy and faith, but they may not agree with me about love. But I'm going to tell you flat out, it's not natural. Because the Bible says that God is love. So that makes love spiritual, not natural. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Happiness is a human emotion. Joy is from the Lord. So it's not natural. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, matter of fact, love, but the fruit of the Spirit is love is joy. So joy is not natural, it's spiritual. Yeah, faith is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's not natural. Only the righteous of God, those who have been justified by the faith of Jesus Christ in God, those who have been justified by the reconciliation that they have with God, those who have been justified because their faith has brought them into a place of utter trust, total trust in God, when you are living that life, you are not living a natural life. I'll be quick about it. You're not living a natural life. spiritual life. You're living a spiritual life. So you can really say, you know, a lot of people say they're spiritual, but they're not believers. They're just spiritual. They deal with all these spirits, but it ain't the spirit of God. You are truly spiritual when you operate in love, when you operate in joy, when you operate in peace, long suffering. It's not natural. It's not natural to tell somebody that despises you, I love you. That's not natural. The way we win our war is not through hatred. It's through love. And that love causes other things to happen. So count it, so rejoice. When you are going through, rejoice, because it simply means God is counting on you to once again prove him right. That he can put his trust in you the way you put your trust in him. God can show you with your own trials and tribulations that you're stronger than even you believe.
Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say this one thing, and then we're going to open up the lines. Some of you are tempted, may even be partakers of this great lottery that's going on tonight, this $353 million lottery. And I want to share with you those things that we prayed against. You may understand or don't believe that there's anything wrong with playing the lottery, playing bingo, doing raffles, and many other things that have become familiar spirits in our lives. But I share this with you in closing on today. When you put your trust in a game of chance, any game of chance, you actually are not relying on God. You put yourself in a position of receiving what man has perpetrated and placed value on. And sometimes, you know, because of the things that's going on in our life, you know, we need money. We need money to take care of things. We need money to pay bills. We need money to have some desires of our hearts. But God is constantly, through the scriptures, puts us in a position that he doesn't want us to go after filthy lucre. And because anything that really is above and beyond our needs and desires almost can fit in that category sometimes. Now, we recognize that those of us that's in ministry and those of us that want to do the will of God, we need money. We need some big money. I'm not saying that we shouldn't ask for money. I'm not saying that we shouldn't desire money. I'm saying, and it's some preachers that ain't going to agree with me. So I understand that, but it's all right. But the fourth hour. The fourth hour is about telling you about the things that you can fight against, the things that will be in your way, the things that will cause you to slip and to slide, the things that will cause you to be able to be a familiar spirit and to build a nest on the inside of you, things that will put you in a position of believing in that. Because I promise you, hey, everybody has a desire for the guy to show up at your door with the prize patrol and everything, with the flowers and everything, and say you don't want the prize patrol, and you haven't played no lottery, nothing else, but you know what, you done bought all them books, Publishers Clearing House, you done bought all them books, you done bought some of the things, now they really get you, they give you all these real nice access to these nice gifts and stuff that you can get for little or nothing, and they keep you occupied. They got slick. See, the enemy knows what entices us. He knows how to appeal to us. So I just want you, the guy, to not be running to the store to get your lottery ticket and everything. But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways to acknowledge him and direct your path. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're going to open up the lines right now. We pray that the lines will be open. Those of you, if you're on the phone, go ahead and press 1 now so that the host will know you want to talk. And we're going to wait a few minutes to make sure that you get the opportunity. We're going to put the speakers on so we can hear you. The lines are now open. If you're on the telephone, make sure you press 1. Go ahead, the line's open. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Bless be the name of the Lord. This is Prophetess Marcella calling it. Well, talking to you right about now. What's the problem with all this static? I was trying to listen to you before, and I had to hang up because it was so much static, and I had to do the same thing today. I listened for a little while, and it really got on my nerves, and I had to hang up. And I said, well, I'll call back later on because I didn't know if you knew about it or what have you. So I know if I'm hearing a lot of static, everybody else has to be hearing a lot of static. Amen?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. I can't really account for what was going on.
Like right now while you're trying to talk, I'm hearing like 2 and 3 echoes behind you.
Okay. And I know we've done this before. We've had to go to different rooms in order for us to be able to hear one another.
Amen.
Now.
Say something.
Go ahead.
Much better. Well, you all need to do that because I know a lot of other people, that's probably really irritating their ears and trying to really hear what is really being said. And you know God is a God of excellency. He wants us to do all things in good taste. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what I could understand what you all were saying, I was blessed with it. I may have to go back and listen to it, you know, of the recording, and maybe they can do something about all of that stagnation that was going on. But, yeah, you know, when we tune in, we want to hear with clarity because we want to eat on every word that will proceed out of the mouth of you all, the word of God. You know, we don't want to miss anything. Amen? Hello.
Amen. Amen. We
Amen.
Agree. We completely agree. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah,
Father,
I
just want to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to plead the blood over the line. We're going to plead the blood over the speakers and clarity where they will go in different rooms in the name of Jesus. So the people that are listening, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will hear with clarity, with no problems, with echo sounds, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, everything that they have poured out, Lord, into our ear gate, we ask of you, O Lord, to refill them, replenish them, Lord God, refresh them, Lord, fresh anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we apply the blood and saturate them with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord God, give them fresh revelation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, a fresh anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord, we pray for their family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no harm shall not come towards them in Jesus' name. Wherever his feet or their feet may travel to, Lord, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it shall be anointed, Lord. Whoever they may come in contact with, Lord God, that they will hear the words coming from their mouth, which is the Spirit of the Lord, O God, doing your work upon this earthly realm, Lord God, touching and agreeing with those people, Lord God, that want to receive salvation in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, in advance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless the kingdom builders, the kingdom daughters and the kingdom builders, and the king, the king teams. In the name of Jesus, we bless each and every person that is associated with this organization for the kingdom of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them be blessed and favored in everything that they place their hands upon and everywhere that they go, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I want to just thank Prophetess Pastor Marcella Smith from Detroit. We thank you for tuning in, woman of God. We apologize for that echo, and I just want to stand in the gap. I mean, I want to give you the prayer request for Minister Harold. He had to hang up, but he said that a spirit of confusion is, you know, just on him. He said he can't stay focused. He said all of a sudden it's just so overwhelming for him. And he's definitely an awesome man of God, him and his wife both. And so he asked me to send in his prayer request to the line. So if you and Prophet would stand in agreement and pray for him in that area and just keep him lifted up, because the enemy, he said he feels trying to take his mind. So he's definitely, he was not able to stay on the line, but he did hear
Amen.
Some of the broadcast.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's do that now. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we thank you, and that we declare you holy and declare you righteous, God. It is not by our power, nor by our might, but by your Spirit, O God, that we can accomplish anything that we set out to accomplish. It is because you have strengthened us. It is because you have girded us up that we can go out into the field of battle and claim victory before we even begin. So right now, God, we claim victory over the mind of Minister Harold, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the great battlefield that causes us to sometimes wonder. God, we no longer wonder. Minister Harold has no need to wonder any further. God, his mind is not confused. His mind is in the same vein as the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, that of servitude and worship. God, that's all he is seeking to do, is just worship you in spirit and in truth. And we, God, send now over the air with the power of the Holy Ghost that is in him to reemerge himself, oh God, reemerge himself in power, that he might bring Minister Harold into all understanding, that he might bring Minister Harold into the comfort that he has been empowered to bring him to. God, that he bring his mind back into focus, and he bring his mind back into clarity in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we send out now over the airways the power of the Holy Ghost to reemerge in him, the fire of the Holy Ghost, that the fire of the Holy Ghost would destroy any and all of the mechanisms of the enemy that have come against him, that no mechanism, no weapon of the enemy that has come against him will prosper. For them have now been cut down, made immobile, made ineffective, and made null in the name of Jesus Christ. And they are now powerless and ineffective in the life of Minister Harold. God, right now, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that the blood of Jesus covers the mind of Minister Harold, that he would no longer need to walk in any kind of confusion. He's not confused. He is clear. He is straightforward. He is focused. And he is already planning the next move of God in his life so that you may move freely and without restriction, Father. There is no restriction on your move in his life, God. Change his mind. Change his mind as only you can. We don't have that power without you, God. So change his mind. We declare it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we know that victory has already been won because we have been told that whatever we bind on earth is already legally bound in heaven. Confusion is not a God. God is the God of order and not chaos. You are order, God. You are not chaos. So we declare order and bind chaos in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been empowered to release that which is already legal in heaven. So we release the power of clarity, the power of order and organization over Mr. Harold in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you now, God, that it is already done in the heavens, and that it shall manifest in the earth realm in Minister Harold at this very moment. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and we do pray. We know now that there is no backlash, no retaliation over Minister Harold, his family, and his loved ones or ministry working over us, our families, our loved ones and our ministry working. No retaliation, no backlash, because this prayer is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Even as we touch and agree, even as we agree over the airway, we pray even that every intercessor, that everyone that's under the sound of our voice, that's in agreement, would declare and decree that firing angels, large, giant angels, come into the eyesight and to the eye gates of those that are trying to hinder the call of God on this man of God's life.
Yes.
Minister Harold, we pray even right now that all can see in the heavens, in the heavenlies, the chariots of these angels as they fire their darts, as they fire their arrows, and they're coming to rescue and to submerge and to emerge themselves and to saturate every sense that Minister Harold has, even right now. And I pray effort to be open unto the man of God, even right now. Be open the clarity. Be open the throne of grace. Be open if you can see it as I'm able to see it, that your purpose is not cloud, that your eyes do not, they are not dim, and that your strength and your courage and your ferocity has been restored to thee. We pray even right now, we declare and we decree that there is no schism in your family, that there is no schism between you and your spouse, your wife, your children, no one in your ministry, and that those schisms be broken now in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray even right now that as you have been dipped into the pool of Bethesda, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit in and on your life, that you should be shaken and that you come back to yourself now in the name of Jesus. Even as we declare and we decree this information unto thee over the airways. As we touch you, the unity of this prayer will come to you, and you will receive and know that God has intervened in your behalf. You will know that God is in control. We declare it and claim it to be so in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
I just like to add on to the prayer, too. I just bind up over the strong man, over his family, in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the strong man that's holding back any blessings in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are releasing the goods that belong to him in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even right now where he eat, Father, in the name of Jesus, that is food that is sent from heaven. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for even a sabbatical, Lord God, that you would give him time, Father God, that he would separate himself so that he can be in your presence, Lord God, and hear your voice, and hear your voice clearly in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that these prayers are at the throne of grace, Lord God, and that you're answering them right now. Every prayer on his behalf, Father, that you are moving by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no power. We render you helpless and harmless before the cross, and we thank you, Lord God, that we can rejoice in what you're doing in his life, that what you're doing in him and his wife's life, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that he wins. That his mind is regulated, that his thoughts are clear, and he's focused on finishing his course. In Jesus' name, amen. And we thank you, Father, for it is so. And, Father, I even cover Apostle and Prophet, Apostle Clark and Prophet Corey with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that even as they have poured out, Father, that you are replenishing them right now by your spirit, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, that they are men of God. And I thank you, Father, that they're sons of the King. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're walking with them and you're speaking through them, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them, no dart sent against them will prosper, that it will ricochet and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're releasing everything that they stand in need of. And I thank you, Lord God, that their household is blessed because of the anointing. In Jesus' holy name, we decree and declare that it is so. Amen and glory to God.
Amen and glory to God. Well, we thank God for you, Prophetess Teresa. We thank God for you. And this opportunity, this ministry work that you do to all of the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders, and to all of our Father's children who are in this conference room with us right now on this podcast. We thank God for you. We want to do something real quick. Anyone who is on this podcast right now who has not yet received Christ, we want to take the time to offer Christ to you. Prophet Serena, we thank God for you because we really know that you guys do a lot for this broadcast to maintain. We don't take it lightly that you know that we have this opportunity. But now we want to give this opportunity to those who have not accepted Christ. If you have not accepted Christ and you're on this broadcast, this podcast with us, we want to take the time to let you know you have the opportunity at this very moment, because Jesus Christ went to the cross at Calvary and died for the sins of man, and he was raised 3 days later out of the grave, raised from the dead by the hand of God, that we would have the opportunity to be reconciled to the Father through him.
It is our righteousness that lives in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ because we have received Christ as our Savior and our Lord. And if you desire to have that relationship in your life right now, we want to take the time to offer that to you. We want to offer this prayer with you. And if you are ready to make that commitment, pray this prayer with us. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for my sin. Thank you that you were raised from the dead for my reconciliation to God the Father. Thank you, Lord, for offering me salvation. I confess, Jesus, that you are Lord to the glory of God. I confess that I believe in you wholeheartedly. And because of this confession, I have now received your salvation. I thank you, God, for salvation. I thank you for forgiving me of my sins and cleansing me of my unrighteousness. In Jesus' name. If you have prayed that prayer with us, we only have one word for you. Hallelujah!
Glory, glory, glory!
For you have been born into the family of God, and we, even though it doesn't seem like we doing a whole lot of shouting. Trust me, heaven is doing it with us and doing it greater than us because they are now rejoicing over you becoming a member of the family or the household of faith. We want you to know that we are here. We want you to know that. If you go to Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters, they will have for you a Bible, whether paper or electronic. They have a Bible prepared and waiting for you upon your order. If you are in need of a church home, get in contact with Kingdom Builders International. Get in contact with Kingdom Daughters. Get in contact with Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries by going on the web and emailing at
CarltonClark@yahoo.com.
Or you can go on Gmail and email us at KA Ministry, the number one, at gmail.com. KA Ministry, the number one, at gmail.com. And if you want to go ahead and get with us on Facebook, we really, really want to hear from everybody who's out there. Because we thank God that you have taken the time to listen to us, you know, to share with us. So get in touch with us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. Apostle Carlton Earl Clark, that's Carlton with a K and two N's. Not the traditional, but the K and two N's. Go contact him. Request him as a friend, and he will be sure. Matter of fact, request him as a friend or message him that you're going to request him as a friend and let him know that you heard about it here at the Warfare Hour, or that you listen to the Warfare Hour. Why don't you get in touch with us at Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries? You can get in touch with facebook.com/ Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. It's that simple. Let us know that you heard us on the broadcast, and send us a testimony. We've got something on there for you all the time, and we thank God that you guys be friends with us, or you can even friend request. Trust.com for
prophet.court.
Not
give you praise because